Now, today we're chatting about virtual learning and joining us two people involved in it. Welcome to the programme. Can I ask you to introduce yourselves, first of all, for the audience?
So I'm Susan Ballantyne. I'm a parent of a child at Minerva in year 11.
And confusingly, I'm Suzanne, the MBA's principal.
Now, there's a crisis for SEND placements. Tell us about that first of all. What's the bottom line on that?
So a couple of things to start us off with. Thousands of children are being placed in overstretched state schools that simply can't meet their needs. And as a result of that, the last 12 months, we've seen a 15% rise in pupils with SEND missing school more than they attend. In addition to that, the demand for SEND placements has surged hugely. So in real terms, education with funding remains at the 2009-2010 levels, and it's creating a perfect storm.
And what's the implications for children with SEND's education?
Many are simply not accessing education, and in some cases, we've got students coming to us who have even been asked to remain at home by their physical school because they simply don't have the specialist help to meet their needs. It's hugely failing students who have so much potential to succeed in the right environment, as we're showing.
What needs to come about to bring about change then?
I think for us fundamentally, although we have the DfE accreditation as a school, we really need MVA to be recognised as an actual school. Hundreds of our families are having such a transformative experience, and we know that we can help more families in the future.
So what exactly are you asking the government to do?
Essentially, we're asking for that recognition as an actual school. We call ourselves a school, but it's that official recognition as a school so that more families can join MVA from their state schools.
Now, Susan, tell us about your choice to use online education.
Okay, I found online education by mistake, actually, with my back against a wall. So my son refused to go to school. He was out of school for about 8 months. I did everything I could. Went down to the school, cried my eyes out, pestered, every single thing I could do to get my child into school, and it pretty much broke me. In the end, I realised everything was falling apart, and in desperation went online and found somebody mentioned a Minerva Virtual Academy, rang them up, and it sort of gut feeling seemed to work. It ticked a lot of the boxes that I thought we'd overcome some of the issues with my child. And initially, I signed up for a term and thought, I'll do Minerva just to bring some structure back into William's day, to get some learning. In the meantime, no doubt I can get him back into school in the next year. It didn't work. Nothing worked with school, the fight I had with school and the council. And William has been at Minerva now for 3 years, and I don't regret a single day of it.
That's really fantastic. So what's your message to others that may be in the same situation?
It's a very, very dark place. I work with a lot of parents in my area trying to help them navigate a very unparent-friendly system where schools will do anything they can to avoid having to spend money or use their budget to help these families. It breaks you. I had to give up my college course. I was grounded at home. I had a child destroying the home. My message is to fight. To fight and fight and fight. Everything. To get your education healthcare plan, to get a Section 19 in place where you can start getting alternative provision offered. When I mentioned Minerva Academy and I had to fight for 2 years to get funding, I used my savings to pay for Minerva to start with. I had to fight to get it funded. And the reception I got from the City Council and from the Academy was quite patronising. They wouldn't recognise a virtual academy. They turned their nose up. But it did take me 2 years and it is paid for now under the Education Healthcare Plan by the local authority. They have recognised it and they do pay it.
Right, some great news then. So back to Suzanne, where do we go for more information then?
You can go to minervavirtual.com, or if you search for Minerva SEND, you'll get a page taking you directly to information about how we support SEND students and SEND families at MVA.
Thanks a lot to both of you for joining us here on Radio Broadstairs today.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.